Every year, we feature the comprehensive findings of the Institute for Social Policy and Understanding American Muslim Poll. But the research continues between those reports. And an important publication is the American Mosque Survey. I'm very happy to be able to turn to Dr. Ihsan Bagby for some insights from release one of the 2020 Mosque Survey. Ihsan, welcome back to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gaddy, for having me.
What are the goals of the Mosque Survey?
Well, the Mosque Survey is actually part of a wider study of all congregations in America. Actually, it is maybe one of the most diverse association of faith groups and denominations. It is called FACT, and it is led by Hartford Seminary, but it is an association of researchers, number crunchers in the Catholic Church, in Southern Baptists, in Presbyterians, in the Jewish community, and of course the Muslim community. And the idea is that this group together devises a questionnaire, and then each group studies its own set of congregations. So this is part of a wider study, and the Muslims have been doing it now since 2000, and it is an effort of various Muslim organizations led by Islamic Society of North America. ISPU is one of the supporters of this particular study. I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, you did. How many respondent communities do you typically hear back from?
Well, the point is to focus on mosque. So our first phase is to try to count every mosque. And we spent, six, 7 months just trying to identify every mosque in America. And then the second phase is developing a sample. From, and we counted, by the way, over 2,700 mosques in America, this for 2020. And then we sampled, and we basically completed about 500 questionnaires for the particular mosque. So it is a telephone survey, so we contact a mosque leader, and then do this survey via phone. About 500 mosques were contacted as a and you know, it's a scientific sample of the mosques, a random sample of mosques.
Ihsan, would you highlight some of the most important findings from the data that's just been released?
I think the main headline is the is the continuation of positive indicators for the mosque, the American mosque community. So since 2000 and in 2010, we've charted growth in the number of mosques, growth in the number of people that attend mosque, growth in purpose-built mosque, growth in the number, the percentage of mosques that have a full-time paid imam, which would be comparable to a pastor or minister. So many other indicators. Overall, this is a positive sign. Growth mainly brought about through immigration. In other words, America remains a very attractive place for immigrants, in our case, Muslim immigrants. And Pew has shown this. And so actually the expectation is that for some time in the foreseeable future, Muslims will continue to grow and with them, the growth of mosque Muslims who attend the mosque.
Are there trends that you now see that you find each year?
Yes. I mean, again, we started in 2000, so this is our third. And the whole idea is to do it every 10 years, of associated with the census. And it is for the purpose of trying to identify trends. So I would say about 80% of the survey is common for all the other surveys. So we have longitudinal data, you know, to get a sense of trends. And actually, my first comments were based on the fact that the standard set in 2000 and then any trends in 2010 have continued in 2020.
Yeah.
And that is the growth in numbers and in the growth of, I would say, sophistication of mosque, professionalization of the ministry, the imam, mm-hmm. that type of thing. Overall, the 2020 shows a continuation of the many positive indicators that were found in 2000 and 2010.
Is there data in here on how Islamic faith communities dealt with the looming COVID pandemic? And I ask that because I know reports at the time suggested that mosques were much more responsive to public health concerns than a number of churches in this country.
Well, our study started before the pandemic.
I see.
And so we were caught right in the middle. So we decided not to ask questions about the pandemic just because we started before. So all of the statistical data is pre-pandemic.
I see.
But I can tell you, Dr. Gaddy, that, you know, I'm an observer of the American Muslim community, and clearly almost all mosques shut down. Almost all mosques have been very careful in observing the guidelines set by their state and by CDC. And I know in my own mosque here in Lexington, Kentucky, they're still very cautious, and this is difficult.
Yeah.
So, yes, and, you know, one of the reasons I think is that Islam historically, and the Islam as understood by the vast majority of Muslims in America, is very pro-science, if you will, very open to science, to reason, to developments of greater understanding of this world. The Quran describes this world as a harmonious, ordered world that humans are to understand, appreciate first, appreciate, to be thankful to God, but also to understand. So I think this is an underpinning of how Muslims understand science in general, and in this case, an appreciation for those scientists who study these type of diseases and try to develop solutions. After all, one of the things I saw on a PBS special was how this whole idea of vaccinations, although not necessarily originated in the Islamic civilization, but the Islamic civilization was using vaccination methodology, you know, dating back to the 1100s. So, and this is just, again, a sign historically, the religion of Islam has been very open to basically scientific discoveries that help humans better their life and better understand this world.
I do want to ask you this, because it's so important. if the demographic trends that we've been seeing continue, are there predictions that you can make about the likely rate of growth of mosques in the United States?
Well, because immigration is still ongoing and there is no sign that it will slow up or stop. Of course, during the Trump era, there was a bump, but it did not collapse. The immigration did not collapse, and the prospect is continue to grow. So these trends that we've seen will continue. I must say that one of the negative trends was the plateauing of conversions, and in particular, the stagnation of the growth in African-American mosques. The American mosque is very diverse, very diverse. I mean, you have people from all over the world attending mosques. But, you know, we did try to define what our mosques that are dominated by one particular group. And the one group that has stagnated is the African-American mosque. So that's one surprise for me. That was a surprising result for me, but one of the few kind of negative signs of the study.
Dr. Isad Baghdi is associate professor in the Department of Islamic Studies at the University of Kentucky, whose research focuses on Muslims in America. We'll link to report one of the American Mosque Survey from stateofbelief.com. Isad, it's really interesting, and I'm glad that you would take time to be with us and give us information that we need to know. You're always welcome at State of Belief Radio.
My honor.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. Your donations help keep us on the air. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift as we celebrate 15 years of continuous broadcasting. Information on how to donate is available at stateofbelief.com. That's stateofbelief.com. Stay up to date by subscribing to the free weekly State of Belief podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And take a moment to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Be a part of the conversation. Social media helps connect like-minded people in conversation and company. I'd ask you to share State of Belief with just one person this week. One person for whom you think this might be helpful. Our producer is Ray Kirstein. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy, that State of Belief.
The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.